1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. In the Gulf of Mexico, Tropical Storm Alberto is lashing the Texas coastline as it heads to Mexico overnight. CBS's Dave Malkoff reports from Corpus Christi. It's only the first storm in what's expected to be a busy hurricane season.
Could be a wild one because not only do we have this, but we have the possible La Nina that is happening out there on the West Coast. And those together are forming what could be a really, really bad season for the folks on the Gulf Coast, in Florida, and all the way up the East Coast.
Meanwhile, fast-moving wildfires in New Mexico have forced thousands of evacuations. CBS's Omar Villafranca is reporting from Capitan, New Mexico.
Both the South Fork and Salt Fires remain 0% contained and have already torched more than 23,000 acres, an area larger than the island of Manhattan. Nationwide, wildfires have scorched more than 2.1 million acres this year, far more than the 10-year average of 1.4 million.
The state of Louisiana has a new law requiring public schools to display the Ten Commandments in classrooms. CBS News correspondent Elise Preston tells us the issue will move from the classroom to the courtroom.
Republican Governor Jeff Landry signed the bill into law in a statement. The ACLU says it's planning to file a lawsuit, saying the new law is blatantly unconstitutional. Supporters say private donations will be used to put up the displays, not state funds.
There is a renewed military alliance for the U.S. to monitor. It's between North Korea and Russia.
The North State media has now stated if either side was attacked, they would be obliged to intervene on behalf of the other immediately, returning to their Cold War era agreement that was abandoned in the 90s.
Alex Jensen reported from Seoul. In South Florida, synagogues are receiving bomb threats. CBS News Miami's Peter Dench reports.
It's never good to be panicked, and we have to be vigilant.
Rabbi Yisroel Spalter is alarmed after hearing about bomb threats being sent by email on Tuesday to Temple Solel in Hollywood and Temple Judea in Coral Gables. That temple's executive director said at least 50 synagogues statewide were targeted.
The Anti-Defamation League says there were 463 anti-Semitic incidents in Florida last year. The Israeli army's chief spokesman is questioning the government's goal of destroying Hamas in Gaza, another sign of unrest between the political and military leadership. Prime Minister Netanyahu insists Israel will fight Hamas until its military and governing capabilities are eliminated. The spokesperson said that's throwing sand in the eyes of the public. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. DNA testing confirms an arm found on an Illinois beach belonged to Shardae Robinson. Maxwell Anderson is accused of killing and dismembering the 19-year-old Milwaukee Area Technical College student in April. Other remains were found at different places around southeast Wisconsin. A big explosion Wednesday morning rocked downtown Madison and Civic Media's John and Gordy show. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
John and Gordy were about to wrap up their show when
they do crank up your...
Good Lord.
What was that?
It shook nearby buildings, including Short Stack Eatery. Co-owner Sinead McHugh talked to our Gordy Young.
I totally thought it was thunder.
Two construction workers were hurt, but they're expected to be okay. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Brewers win with defense. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Sal Frelick in center field again for the second night in a row, robbing the Angels' Taylor Ward with another great catch at the wall. That secured a 2-0 win for the Brewers over the Angels in Anaheim. It's the Brewers' fourth series win in a row, 2-1. Milwaukee's Freddie Peralta back in form, pitching 6 scoreless innings. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I thought Freddie was terrific. His focus was really good. He was consistent when his windup and delivery are consistent. His pace is consistent. he doesn't let the outcome of the pitch or the play affect him. And, you know, he carries all that on him. You know, he expects this. He expects six shutout every time, and that's hard. You know, it's Major League Baseball, and he's been around a while. Guys know him, and guys are gunning for him and getting up for him, and really proud that, you know, Freddie battled the way he did tonight.
So the crew now heads to San Diego to open a long four-game series against the Padres. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies and a few showers out there through the overnight. We'll see lows dropping to the upper 50s to lower 60s. On your Thursday, chance of rain a little better. Showers and storms across the area, mostly cloudy skies, and highs near the 70-degree mark. Right now, it's 64.
Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday morning, our Women Win Wisconsin interview, powered by Motherhood for Good, catches up with one of the nicest candidates on any ballot, our friend Luann Bird.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. On the line with us is our old buddy, Congressman Mark Pocan, the chair emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. He represents the 2nd District in Wisconsin, 2nd Congressional District. He's the co-founder and co-chair of the Labor Caucus and chair of the Congressional Equality Caucus as well. His website is pocan.house.gov. You can tweet him at Rep. Mark Pocan. Congressman, welcome back. What's on your mind today?
Oh, thanks, Tom. Thanks for having me. Happy Juneteenth Day to everyone. You know, we passed this last session through the Senate and the House, and the President Biden signed into law a federal holiday for Juneteenth. So I was just at a groundbreaking for a Center for Black Excellence that we're having in Dane County. They raised $29 million to put the center up, and it was great to be there to celebrate it on a special day. So getting around the district, I'm home in Wisconsin this week, and that's always good.
That's marvelous. That's marvelous. So, by the way, I'm doing the show from home here because I got COVID last week, and I'm pretty much recovered from it. But so there's a slight delay. There's about a little less than a second delay between the two of us. So if we, you know, step on each other, it's not a big deal. But just FYI on that. And also, I can't trigger breaks. So we're going to hit a hard break at 18 minutes after, at 27 minutes after, and at 48 minutes after, just FYI. So I'll try to give you time cues as we go along and, you know, as we get close to those breaks. So here we go. Sandy in Athens, Ohio, you are on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Well, thank you, Tom. Appreciate it. And Representative Pocan, more power to the Progressive Caucus. I still have my Dennis Kucinich for President button, and we've been following their work for a long time. So thank you. I have a question that may seem like it's a small matter, but is there anything we can do to stop nuisance texts? I get up to 20 texts a day from the Donaldites, and, replying stop or blocking the numbers, you know, doesn't help because they must clone these numbers, and it's a different one every time. So, you know, I'm a lifelong lefty, and I don't know how I got on this list, but it's a real nuisance.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I should know the answer, and I don't offhand. I'll tell you, it's something probably more that my office gets the calls on things like this. But, you know, I know you can do certain things, I think, to block your number. I think it's also true of text, so but double check that. I totally know what you're saying, especially this time of year with all the candidates. You also probably get some of those adding on top of it, and I understand the nuisance level of it.
I have the same problem, and I can tell you, I don't know about Android phones, but Apple has not given us the ability to block unknown numbers. You can block the call, doesn't ring through, but the text message, you know, they keep showing up. So anyhow, Rob in Mesa, Arizona. Hey, Rob, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Yes, hi. Hey, I'd like to address a few things. That it seems like our nation's becoming this nation of financial predators. It seems whether you're talking about groceries, gas, or housing, it seems like the antitrust laws are gone. You know, it seems like if you all raise prices at the same time and don't discuss it, you get away with it. And I'd like to particularly address housing. And I think, you know, back in the 80s when I bought, I had 10 home buyers saying, hey, come and see our house and buy our houses from us. Today, you know, when my kids are trying to buy, they got 10, all I see is, you know, dozens of cash buyers. And these corporate buyers are basically, you know, snuffing out, you know, the first-time home buyers in this country. And in order to stop that, I'm just going to make this really quick, I hope, hopefully. I'd like to see a tax against these people, either, you know, as they're buying, as cash buyers buy or not. But in order to do that, you have to single out, you know, because individual owners like myself don't want to be penalized. And so I think if you create like a citizens-only LLC where it allows like individuals, and you know, only one person can be in that LLC. It has to be a citizen owner, one individual, and they can have up to, you know, four or five houses in that LLC. And then everyone else outside that structure, you can do whatever you want to tax them and to curb their buying habits. But I just think you need a new corporate structure to protect those who already have rental properties on an individual scale. But then, you know, go into the, you know, Wall Street and big corporate things to be able to penalize them. So I think if you created a new citizens-only LLC, which had one citizen in it, you know, with beneficiaries and that. I think that would help distinguish.
Got it, Rob. Let's see what the congressman has to say. Thank
you. Rob. So first of all, at the 30,000-foot level, FTC, I think right now, is doing a really great job under Chair Lena Khan. And she's come before my subcommittee on appropriations, I think, done some really great enforcement efforts on consolidation. And you're right. Big oil, big food in particular are a couple that we're seeing a lot of abuses, and they're going after them, which is great. But on housing, it's something we're seeing across the country, and there is legislation trying to go after these big buyers, especially the hedge fund buyers and the like Trulia and some of those entities are buying, and they're making it hard for individual buyers and making prices go even more up than we've already seen. So I know there's legislation introduced. Whether or not Mike Johnson finds a consumer conscience, I doubt it, to have some of that move forward. But there are some efforts put out there. Your idea could be one, but I know that there are a few going specifically after the hedge. I guess, no, it's not truly at Zillow, I believe, that's doing this, making sure that they can't continue to drive housing up.
Mark, in South Bend, Indiana, you are on the air with Congressman Mark Pocan.
Good afternoon, Congressman Pocan. How you doing?
Good, thank
prior
you.
Prior to President Biden agreeing to debate Donald Trump, who's an insurrectionist traitor, who's a federal crime, who committed 34 crimes against the DOJ, who caused an insurrection, did anyone from the Congressional Congress or the Senate advise President Trump not to have the debate because it's an insult to the office of the presidency, it's a threat to the office of the presidency, and our president should not look and shake hands with a treasonous convicted criminal?
Yeah, Mark, we don't get consulted at that level, but, you know, I think people are used to having presidential debates among the major party candidates. I kind of like the contrast. You know, all of the rhetoric that they put out there about Joe Biden, which is generally false about his age and ability, is actually true of Donald Trump and his inability, right? And they're only a 3.5 years apart. Let's put that comparison side by side. Let's put the rambling, whatever goes through Donald Trump's brain through a debate, and then let's put Joe Biden, who's got all the skill and expertise and competence and has gotten things done. I don't mind the contrast. In fact, it kind of allows people to look and see who really may be using their age and experience to get things done like Joe Biden and who's using it to divide the nation like Donald Trump. So I don't mind. I know what you're saying. I don't think we knew at the time he was convicted of the felonies when this all happened. But, you know, let people see it in its glory. And I think we win through that.
Brian in Tacoma, Washington, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Yeah, hi. Why is Matt Gaetz not in prison for solicitation of prostitution? And I'm not asking why have we not been able to get him on an underage prostitute. That's another and much worse crime, I guess. But it's pretty well documented in stuff even the public can see. And, of course, the DOJ and the Ethics Committee have more that he engaged in prostitution. So my real question is, why is prostitution, solicitation of prostitution, not illegal for white and orange Republican men?
Yeah, I don't know. I know that Ken Calvert, I think years ago, got in trouble with a prostitute. He's still serving in Congress from Southern California, where Will Rollins is challenging him. And I think Will's got a really great shot this cycle. But, you know, I'm glad the Ethics Committee is investigating Matt Gaetz. I mean, you know, there are only a few people in Congress that I'm not wild about working with, because I don't think you can. I think it's more about themselves than anything. And Matt Gaetz is one of the, you know, that rare number of folks that are you know, fall in that category. And I hope that the Ethics Board does their due diligence. And you know, if he did something, they will come and figure that out.
Maverick in Edmonds, Washington. You're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Before I ask my question, I would like to express my solidarity with the good people of Milwaukee and Wisconsin in general after the former Merchants of Mendacity adjudicated rapist and twice convicted felon said bad things about the wonderful city of Milwaukee. It's a great town. I've been there a bunch of times. Anybody thinking about taking a vacation, D&D trip with Milwaukee in the middle of it, enjoy the lakefront, great restaurants, and the friendliest people in North America, in my opinion. Mark Pocan, representative, my question for you is a thought experiment, so to speak. If we could take either the Senate or the House of Representatives, which would give us more leverage? Which would be better? Which house?
Boy, I got to admit, I'm biased. I want to flip the House. I want to make Hakeem Jeffries the Speaker. I want to see the Democrats in charge of the Appropriations Committee, because at least we can pass some things that the Senate can't with their weird set of rules. But there's also a lot of powers the Senate has. So I'm going to go with the House because I'm a House guy, Maverick. But I would like to have both. And also, thank you for your Convention Bureau advertisement for Milwaukee. I agree with you. It's a great city. And the fact that not only did Donald Trump call it horrible behind closed doors when he thinks people aren't looking, but he also doesn't even want to stay in Milwaukee during the convention. I think he now may have changed his mind, but he was planning on staying at his hotel in Chicago so he could grift taxpayers by having all security there and filling up rooms in his hotel, but he didn't want to spend time in Wisconsin during the convention. Look, I think that's all I need to know about.
You know, I was trying to figure out, why did he want to stay in Chicago? I had completely forgotten that he's got a property in Chicago, so he can force the Secret Service to stay at his place and pay, you know, inflated prices. Now it all makes sense.
Yeah, with Donald Trump, I always go grip first.
That's incredible.
Ego second, and then you go from there.
Yeah, money first. I mean, the guy is a full-time professional grifter. He really and truly is. It's 18 minutes past the hour, and Congressman Mark Pocan is with us for the hour, taking your calls here on the Tom Hartman program. It's Middays with Mark. Congressman Pocan is the chair emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, and of course a member in good standing, and represents the 2nd District of Wisconsin. You can find his website at pocan.house.gov. You can tweet him at Rep. Mark Pocan, M-A-R-K-P-O-C-A-N. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Middays with Mark. We'll be right back with more of your calls for Representative Pocan. Stay with us.
It is shocking that your home can be stolen this easily. Let me share a true story. Deborah learned that brutal lesson when thieves found the title to her home online. Then they forged the documents to appear she sold her home, but she hadn't. Then they borrowed thousands using her home's equity. Deborah didn't know she was a victim until foreclosure notices arrived and an eviction notice followed. She spent her fortune trying to get her home back. The crime is home title fraud, and the FBI calls it one of the fastest growing crimes. The best advice for avoiding a title fraud nightmare is to protect your home with Home Title Lock. And no, neither your homeowner's insurance nor bank protects you. For pennies a day, Home Title Lock does. So first things first, find out if you're already a victim of home title fraud. Register your home at HomeTitleLock.com and enter SAVE for 1 month of free protection. Again, enter SAVE for 1 month of free protection at HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Weight isn't just a number. It's a ticking bomb that will one day ruin your health, if it hasn't already. Sick and tired of fad diets that don't work? Wasan Weight Loss offers you the real deal, a natural, effective path to weight loss without the hassle of counting calories or endless gym hours. With our proven program, clients are shedding up to a pound a day. Real people, real results. Hear their stories. Witness the transformation.
Hi, I'm Ivor from Marshfield. I lost 130 pounds and over 60 inches. I've got so much more energy than I ever had before, and I also have the confidence to pursue cycling and kayaking and keeping up with my grandkids.
Wausau Weight Loss offers a groundbreaking approach with no gimmicks or temporary fixes. Just sustainable, healthy weight loss. Don't wait. Diffuse that ticking health bomb with Wausau Weight Loss and lose as much as 30 pounds in a month. Visit WausauWeightLoss.com or call now for your free, no-obligation consultation at 715-502-4748. 715-502-4748. That's 715-502-4748.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian, do you buy your tickets on Ticketmaster?
Whether I want to or not, I do.
Bella Devan. We're going to talk a little bit about monopolies.
Live Nation and Ticketmaster together control 80% of the primary ticketing market. They have the market power to bully people into submission. And then you trap the consumers into basically having to pay like junk fees that are basically created to create profit for the company.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Thank you. So welcome back. Congressman Mark Pocan is taking your calls for the hour, and Bill in Redmond, Virginia. Excuse me. You are on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Well, thanks, Tom, and good afternoon, gentlemen. I've got a question to ask. And believe me, it's not rhetorical. It's not a get you thing. What exactly, from a bread and butter standpoint, are the Democrats going to be able to campaign on in November? I mean, you know, what can they do to help basically middle, or what have they done to help middle and lower class people?
Yeah, Bill, this is like the easiest thing. The problem is, from some polling, people aren't looking at this, but I'll be glad to share this with you. One, I mean, unemployment's at an all-time, you know, almost an all-time low, and crossed many different categories of demographics. The money that we've put out there through the Inflation Reduction Act and the infrastructure bill, literally a decade or two of jobs, good family supporting jobs in the future. We've helped reduce the costs on things like prescription drugs, where we're making the big pharma negotiate for prescription drug prices through Medicare. We've put a cap on the out-of-pocket expenses for seniors on Medicare. We put a cap on insulin at $35 for people on Medicare. We want to do it for everyone. Republicans wouldn't let us. Lowering energy costs, all part of the Inflation Reduction Act. I hope we get a chance to talk about that, because while we're fighting big oil and big food that are kind of corporate greed is taking advantage and raising costs for average Americans, we've actually done things, especially in healthcare and energy. They're trying to reverse that trend on top of a whole lot of other bills. I think we got a lot to run on, Bill, and we should be really proud of it.
Kathy in Madison, Wisconsin, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for taking my call. And Mark, thank you for being a wonderful, wonderful representative for us in this district. I am reading an old copy of Union Labor News, and I bet you got it too, from May. And they reported that actually last November there was a vote that all Wisconsin U.S. representatives voted to defund OSHA completely. I find that shocking. And I'm wondering if you had any conversations with these guys. I know you know who they are. I won't name them. But what are they thinking in doing something like that? And how on earth could they appeal to especially working class people that are out there putting their butts on the line every day if they're not willing to protect them?
Yeah, you're right, Kathy. I mean, the fact that the Republicans, and not just in Wisconsin, across the country, voted for this garbage. I mean, to think that you're going to defund the one agency that protects workers in the workplace, including people who work in meat packing facilities and other really dangerous jobs. But that shows you where the Republicans are at these days. It's all about making sure that their base is happy, which is what the cult of Donald Trump is all about now. It's not about doing things for your constituents. And we see this over and over. They voted originally to cut the Department of Agriculture last year by 41% for our farmers in Wisconsin. And Kathy, you know how important agriculture and farming is to the state. And then they just did it. So I hope that we will hold them accountable for their actual actions, not their rhetoric, because they've got a lot of hot air and rhetoric. But what you talked about and so many other votes are not going to fly with, I think, the average voter.
Congressman Mark Pocan is with us for the hour. It's Middays with Mark on the Tom Hartman program. We're live in the third hour of the program, and we'll be back with more of your calls here for Congressman Mark Pocan. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman program. Call 202-808-9925.
Right back on the other side of this break with Representative Mark Pocan taking your calls. Imagine this Valentine's Day story is you. You're parked outside the restaurant where you're meeting your date in 10 minutes. Glancing in the mirror, you notice your wrinkles and large under-eye bags. You rummage through your bag thinking, where's my secret weapon? And there it is, Plexaderm. You apply the clear serum under your eyes and boom, 2 minutes later, you start seeing the under-eye bags and wrinkles disappearing in front of your eyes. You'll look years younger. Plexaderm is the clinically studied serum that visibly eliminates your wrinkles, crow's feet, and under-eye bags in minutes. It's the Valentine's Day gift you give yourself. Go to Plexiderm.com and enter Hartman with two N's for 50% off plus an extra $10 off. Again, enter Hartman at Plexiderm.com to get 50% off plus an extra $10 off. This offer is also available by calling 1-800-741-7998 and mention the code Hartman. Plexiderm is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee, so to get my special discount, enter Hartman at Plexiderm.com.
Technology has improved just about everything. Phones, cars, shopping. Yet mattresses have more or less stayed the same since the invention of sleep. Well, finally, the mattress has evolved thanks to Purple. The secret is the Purple Grid. It's a patented comfort technology that instantly adapts to your body's natural shape and sleep style, so you get the soft comfort you crave and the firm support your back needs all at once. You can count on resting easy night after night, year after year, because the ultra-durable Purple Grid won't sink or lose shape. Plus, with over 2,800 open air channels and naturally temperature-neutral gel, you'll never sleep too hot or too cold. Every Purple mattress comes with free shipping, free returns, and a risk-free 100-night trial. Experience the next evolution of sleep. Go to purple.com/Tom and use the promotional code Tom, T-H-O-M. For a limited time, you'll get $150 off any Purple mattress order of $1,500 or more. That's purple.com/Tom. Promo code Tom for $150 off any mattress order of $1,500 or more. Terms apply.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. Tropical storm Alberto is churning toward Mexico through the Gulf overnight, but CBS's Dave Malkoff reports it's causing problems in Texas. He's in Corpus Christi.
This street in the city now looks like a river, and with Alberto way out there in the Gulf, slowly creeping towards landfall, there is still plenty of time to dump rain and storm surge on parts of Texas.
Heavy rain is falling in New Mexico, where fast-moving wildfires have forced thousands of evacuations. CBS's Omar Villafranca is getting a first-hand look.
We saw homes that were burnt, also some businesses that had been there for decades. Cars, too, that were melted in parking lots of certain businesses that they were at.
North Korea and Russia have signed a military treaty.
It would involve all means and without delay, further raising the stakes in a potential conflict with South Korea and the U.S.
That's Alex Jensen reporting in Seoul. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The embattled former chancellor at UW-La Crosse calls the charges against him bogus. Joe Gao is fighting to stay on as a tenured faculty member. He faced a disciplinary hearing Wednesday. Gao was demoted in December after he made pornographic videos and posted them online. Some researchers want the government to rethink subsidies to large farms to turn waste into fuel. Chris Hunt is a researcher for the Socially Responsible Agriculture Project. He calls biogas a greenwash.
Greenhouse gas emissions aren't the only problems with factory farms. As someone who's been working on this issue for 20 years, it's actually one of the problems with factory farms that concerns me the least.
Supporters say biogas production can be responsibly regulated. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. How does Usher stay in shape? He follows in the footsteps of his grandma. The pop star recently talked about his diet and exercise routine with the Wall Street Journal and says he credits his physique to meditation and starts his days with a drink consisting of celery juice, cayenne pepper, ginger lemon, and water, followed by a session of yoga. The pop icon also says he fasts on Wednesdays because that's what his grandma did. Isn't that sweet? And yeah, not eating? Great way to keep the weight off. Fans of The Apprentice, or of its demise, might enjoy a new book called Apprentice in Wonderland, which is now available. Variety reports that the book details on-set meltdowns by host Donald Trump, which include racial slurs and storming off the set. The former president also claims that Deborah Messing was not only in love with him, but so thankful for the ratings lead-in The Apprentice provided for her show, Will and Grace. Since Trump said it, it must be true, except that it's not, because Will and Grace was on before The Apprentice. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies and a few showers out there through the overnight. We'll see lows dropping to the upper 50s to lower 60s. On your Thursday, chance of rain a little better. Showers and storms across the area, mostly cloudy skies, and highs near the 70-degree mark. Right now, it's 64.
Nightline with Pete Schwabe.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's, like, testosterone and overload and whatever the, you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Say you never give in to a meltdown. And never fill your feed with kid photos.
You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it, and never let them run wild through the grocery store. So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, no, it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in to a very special Devil's Advocates radio show this Thursday. We'll be both stirring the pot and cooking with gas. Friday Eve, tune in, Devils.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
You know, on January 6th and all those things, I was just upset with the Democrats for voting for Mike Johnson. So my question is, would it have been better not to have him?
Yeah, I mean, none of the Democrats voted for him when it mattered, right? When we actually had the speaker election that elected Mike Johnson. What happened was when Marjorie Taylor Greene, threw her, you know, kindergarten fit and tried to get rid of him, it was right after he finally had allowed, around the rules they set up, votes for both Israel and Ukraine. And bluntly, there were a number of members for depending on either one of those two countries that said they would support him for at least putting that on the floor. And that's what happened. I didn't. I mean, this was, you know, I'm tired of watching, Tom, the inner fights of Republicans, and it wasn't a real operation that happened. So at the end of the day, Marjorie Taylor Greene didn't prevail, and Mike Johnson's still speaker. But that wasn't the real vote. The real vote was when he actually was elected. I think it was our 19th vote for speaker. And no Democrats did support him. And whether it's him or Jim Jordan or any other person from the Republican caucus, they're still going to behave as petty and petulant Republicans, because that's what Donald Trump wants of them, and they're going to obey their leader. So I don't know, Leroy, so much if which Republican it matters who's in charge, because they're kind of governing the same, anyone who's going to be elected by that caucus. But certainly the people are realizing it. Tom, I saw polling, and by a 5 or 6 point margin, people get that Democrats are better if we were in charge of the House, and that's going to be really important come November.
Yeah, amen. Michael in Bronx, New York, you're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Greetings, Tom. Greetings, Congressman Pocan. Happy Juneteenth. Congress Pocan, I got to commend you and the other Democrats on how you've been calling out these Republicans, the MAGA Republicans in Congress, and especially Trump, with the things they said, the things that they have done, and reminding people that Trump is now a convicted felon. I was wondering if you can add this to your list in your next meetings or hearings, that last weekend, Trump was reported to have said that he wants to enclose the nation, get this, with a dome, coast to coast, border to border. Now, you know how stupid that sounds. We want to enclose the people of the United States from breathing in fresh air. You're about to kill us all with that kind of idea. Now, granted, that's something that cannot be done, but Trump has said a lot of stuff that has gotten people killed. So any way you can add this to your list and remind people so nobody gets any voter amnesia.
Yeah. Michael, I don't know. That means either Jared or Don Jr. has a dome company, right? If he's proposing that. Yeah, right? It's all part of the grip. I can tell you this, Michael. I forgot where I heard this, but I thought this was a great idea for debates. Whoever puts on one of these debates should show some footage of some of the stupid things that Trump says, then ask him to respond. Because, you know, I think that would be great, because he always denies he says things, and it's on video, and most of the Kool-Aid drinkers and MAGA just, you know, don't care what they saw. But real people would. And if you did it right in front of them and make them respond, that might be the best response yet. But I would look to see if it's Jared or Don Jr. I don't think Eric would go that route, but I could see the rest doing it, finding a dome company.
Ed in Chicago, you're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Yeah, hello, Congressman. I've spoken with you before about the Democratic Party not making this next election solely about abortion. But having said that, can you tell me why the Democratic Party is not screaming about the fact that there are over 26,000 women in Texas right now who are pregnant due to rape? I would have thought this came out weeks ago. I thought by now this would be part of the public discourse. And yet I still find that when I talk to people who don't listen to this station. They look at me like I'm wearing a tinfoil hat, and that figure, it can't possibly be that high, but it's easily verifiable. And the Democratic Party, for some reason, is not putting this out there. Can you tell me why?
Yeah, Ed, I don't know where you're getting all your news, because I'll tell you, we talk about abortion a lot going into November. In fact, by polling, I might argue maybe a little too much, because it's about fifth on people's lists. Infrastructure is about sixth. We talk about that all the time. But the cost of living is kind of first, second, and third. The thing is, we have a great message. We did a bunch to reduce costs of living around healthcare and energy, but big oil, big food, in particular, those two, we should be going after. The FTC did last month go after this oil executive who was caught trying to collaborate with OPEC, a foreign entity, to price fix and supply fix to raise the price of gas. You know, we did the math on that. A simple dollar a gallon difference, which they could easily do by you know, addressing supply, is something like, I forgot, was it either $185 billion or $85 billion dollars worth of cost. I think it was $185 billion for the cost to the American people. Those are things we should talk about, I think, more, because it is front and center to many people's minds. But trust me, abortion is talked about a lot. And in a swing state like Wisconsin, where we are currently under 1849 law around abortion, I can assure you it comes up quite often when Democrats are messaging.
Beth in Plymouth, Minnesota, you are on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Yeah, I'm wondering how many folks do you have in the Senator Pocan in the Congressional Progressive Caucus, and I'm asking that in terms of knowing, you know, that as they say, there's strength in numbers, you know, when you're working on important legislation.
Yeah, Beth, so in the House of Representatives where I serve, there's about 100 members, give or take a little bit. It just depends on sometimes the given month who's in and out of Congress. But it's about 100 members, which is, I think, the strongest it's been. In the last couple sessions, we've been around that number, which is out of the 200-some Democrats, 215 Democrats. That's a pretty strong representation. I think the Blue Dogs have 10 or 12 members. That's the most conservative element of the Democrats. The New Dems, the more corporate-leaning, moderate, I guess, caucus, is about 100 members as well. And the Progressive Caucus is about 100 members. And you're right. The more we work together as a team, especially around common values, the more we can get done. So, you know, we're going to keep trying to elect progressives, you know, to have those numbers grow. But it is instrumental to have people who share your values.
Ron in Liverpool, Pennsylvania, you are on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Yeah, thank you for the work you both do.
Thank you.
If I'm wrong, in Trump's first month in office, he had a meeting with Russia in the White House. And didn't he give them intelligence on what Israel was doing in Syria? Almost got a guy killed.
Yes. I believe so, but I yes. I don't have the particulars, Ron. But I mean, look, Donald Trump has done so many things that
I know
an actual president from either party should not do. The fact that he is as close as he is doesn't say so much, I think, about Donald Trump, although I think the power of celebrity does give Donald Trump this weird cultish figure that he has with MAGA. But it's just where we are as a nation. It's kind of team red versus team blue. And when you look at places like Wisconsin, where, you know, Tom, I remember, you know, decades ago, Russ Feingold, who is very progressive, and Tommy Thompson, who is a, you know, very strong Republican, 20% of the people would vote for both of them because they like the individual. Now, even in my state, that's probably 3 to 5% of people that could do that. And nationally, it's even probably less. So I think it's more about people just kind of voting teams rather than realizing just how incredibly awful Donald Trump is. And if you're a Republican, I had a Republican this morning, Tom, at this event I was at for Juneteenth, who said, and they were Republican, they go, my party, they go, this, you know, I don't like my party right now. And I think a lot of people, do think that way, and hopefully that pays off in November.
There you go. Annie in Watertown, Wisconsin, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
My concern with our Attorney General in Wisconsin and why he has failed to prosecute it seems the entire Republican Party in our state was in on the fake elector scheme, and, you know, including Scott Fitzgerald. And I'm just wondering why he hasn't, and I think it might hurt him. I certainly have my doubts about him and what's going on, and I'm wondering what your thoughts are on this debacle.
Sure, Annie. Actually, I don't think it's a debacle. In fact, he just did charge some of the people with the fake elector scheme in Wisconsin. And many of us were like, oh, yay, we wanted to have it sooner. But one of the things he said, and you got to remember, as law enforcement, you know, there also was a federal investigation, and he couldn't kind of step on the feet of that federal investigation. So I don't think it was as much Josh called not doing his job, because he ultimately did go after the people who put that fake elector scheme together. But who he's going after and other things happen within the context of where the federal investigation's also at. And it's above my pay grade. We may never know all of the details, but I know Josh is a great attorney general. He's gone after a lot of these corporate cheats and won money for the state of Wisconsin. So ultimately, he did the right thing. He's gone after those folks, and I hope he's very successful in doing that.
Kino in Lakeland, Florida. You're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Happy Woden's Day, Tom and Congressman. Let's see. It's a big change we got to make addressing this plan. Thank God the Holy Spirit's coming, working with the Democrats to counter this 2025 plan. And it's important to label it. It's the people that want a new king. Label it. These people want a king, and they want to get rid of not all kind of elected government, constitution. It's the the people that want a king. So label it that way. Now I designate you as a knight, Congressman. You are Sir Mark now. Now the Constitution says the government can't grant titles, but my organization can. So in this fight against these wannabe king people, you are a knight, Sir Mark. Now, one of the things we got to do is these counties. There was in the Economist magazine, April the 20th, was about how half of the counties in the United States are losing population. So they're losing doctors, they're losing schools, and the Republicans stir them up and control them, and so the Democrats have to have a plan. Hillary had a plan that didn't get enough publicity. There's a wonderful new book, White Rural Rage.
Kino, what's your question here? I've only got 45 seconds.
We got to have a plan. Who is the person in the Democratic Party working for the White Rural Rage to address that? I want to work with them. Can I work with your office?
Thank you, Kino.
They have them.
Thank you. Got it.
Kino, I think a lot of people are. I think the most concise part of what you said is around Project 2025 and. You know, just remember, the pen is mightier than the sword as you're going around giving people knighthoods. Talk about what is in Project 2025. Don't just use that term because people don't understand that. But when you talk about the components that are in it, people hate the power grab, the attack on our freedoms, what is actually in that plan. And I think that's how we help defeat it. So use your pen, use your voice, but focus on what is in that plan, the details, and that's how you can actually deliver the best results.
It's 48 minutes past the hour. Congressman Mark Pocan is with us for the hour, taking your calls here on the Tom Hartman program. It's Middays with Mark. You can find his website at Pocan, pocan.house.gov. You can tweet him at Rep. Mark Pocan. And we'll be right back with more of your calls for Representative Mark Pocan, the Chair Emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit tomhartman.com for audio and video archives.
Stay tuned. Your calls for Congressman Pocan are up next.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you are making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt, that's what you do. It's not your fault, it's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute and a little bit of tough love about investing in collectibles. I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. Collectibles are just not good investments. Comic books, Beanie Babies, World War II memorabilia, American Girl doll stuff, they just don't math out as investments. Now, collecting as a hobby that brings you joy is perfectly fine if you can afford it. Just don't confuse the fun of the hunt with the potential for profits. And importantly, they are illiquid, meaning you can't turn it into cash in a pinch like you can with a real security like a stock. Now, I'm not saying you gotta stop collecting whatever you enjoy. Just make sure you're paying down your high interest debt like credit cards and saving for retirement. For more tips on saving more and spending less, search up Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
The morning show on WFHR, it's delicious.
Peanut butter and jelly should be squidgy.
Oh, I know a lot of people, yeah.
It's good squidgy white bread.
Yeah.
It's the way it's got to be.
My sister felt the same way. It's got to be, the middle especially for her, had to be just a mush.
You guys, as fascinating as this conversation is, one very big thing you just missed there. Melissa just said the word squidgy on the air.
Yeah, she did.
I mean, what the what?
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2, across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
This broad reaching, well, we can't help people because we can't control how they spend the money, somehow magically doesn't apply to billionaires, doesn't apply to corporations who dodge their taxes every year. The only people who are subject to the conservative morality police are poor people. How dare you?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's like testosterone and overload and whatever, testosterone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Hey, do you know Cesar Millan? He was the original host of the Emmy Award-nominated TV series The Dog Whisperer and is the star of the newest hit show, Better Human, Better Dog. He's a legendary dog behaviorist with multiple hit TV shows where he basically transforms troubled dogs into calm, carefree pups. And if there's one thing this man knows, it's how to care for dogs the right way. That's why I was so excited to find out which food he feeds his dogs. Turns out it's Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty Pets. Knowing Cesar Millan relies on this freeze-dried raw food to keep his own pack healthy makes me feel even more excited about giving it to my own dogs, Blue and Chewy. Because since I started feeding Nature's Blend to them, they just seem so much younger and happier. I also like that it's not messy. It's easy to prepare with no messy pouches to squeeze or anything like that. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. A dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here for Congressman Mark Pocan. Carol in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. You are on the air with Representative Pocan.
Good morning, both of you. Okay, here's my question for Representative Mark Pocan. Mark, could you let us know if we can rejoice yet for the removal of DeJoy? And that's all I've got.
Oop, I thought she was done. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I did too. I apologize. We recently had a closed-door meeting of a subcommittee on appropriations because DeJoy wouldn't go in public with us. He did in the Senate, refused to in the House. And what was so great, Tom, is the only thing this year that I've seen bring the two parties together was our dislike for Louis DeJoy. He's an arrogant person. At the very end, he finally brought up the mission of the Postal Office service, but all he talked about was cutting costs as if he was like an AI accountant. Look, this guy is awful. We need one more appointment on the Postal Board of Governors to get rid of him. But I was heartened to see both Democrats and Republicans realize that their constituents are really getting a strong disservice as Louis DeJoy is the Postmaster General.
Ardine in Colorado Springs, Colorado. You're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Hi. Hi. How you guys doing today?
And we have 45 seconds, so I need a real quick question.
What are you guys going to do? What are you guys planning if Trump does get in, become president? He's saying that he's going to do revenge on everybody that done him wrong. How are you going to stop that? What do you have in plan to stop that? I don't want my money, my taxpayers' dollars.
Thank you, Ardine.
Yeah, Ardine, first of all, we want to make sure it doesn't happen. I think that's what we all put our efforts in between now and November. There are obviously contingency plans that people always are figuring out, and why, like our group that's looking at Project 2025 to make sure that something like that doesn't advance. So for now, I would say put your priority where you can. We're, months from November, and that's where we need to get the work done.
Congressman, thanks so much for being with us today and every other week here. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks so much, Tom. Appreciate it.
And thank you for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you, and stay safe. I'll catch up with you tomorrow.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
Maggie Dawn.
Days 12 and 13 of Biden's top 100 will be touching upon the residential tax credit, leasing for offshore wind energy, biofuels, and clean construction.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto.